Okay. It is time for CLO. We're going to ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey, in the building. Taylor in Virginia Beach writes, I'm in my late 20s and I got married when I was 19 years old because I got pregnant. My husband's white, I'm black and Asian. When my son was born, he was very brown skinned, so my in-laws wanted a DNA test. Turns out my husband is not the father, but he's never said a word about it to me or our son. My son is 8 now and his biological father has been asking to meet him for a very long time. My husband freaks out whenever I bring the subject up. Is it wrong to keep my son from his father?
Absolutely. Absolutely is. It absolutely is. 100% absolutely is. The fact that you've told, I don't know if you told your son that he has a different biological father, but is it wrong to keep your son from this man? It absolutely 100% is. And there's no debate or question about it. It is wrong and there is no justification to it. None.
Well, so
I admire your husband for standing up and taking the, and standing up and being that stand-up guy, because he is one hell of a dude.
Yeah.
Your husband is. And I understand him not wanting to ruffle the boat and all this here. I understand that. But this boy should know his father and his father should know his son. Period.
All right, Taylor.
It's going to be difficult and challenging, but that's the rule of life.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. All right. Moving on to Chevelle in Montgomery. Chevelle says, my husband and my mother are thick as thieves, and I think she's allowing my husband to cheat on me. My mother's house is the gambling spot in our community, and all of the drunks hang out there. I saw on Facebook that one of my husband's exes was at my mom's recently and posted a picture with my husband in the background. I cursed my husband out, and he said it was innocent. My mother told me I overreacted. Did I?
Well, if it's your mama's gambling spot, your mama making money. She ain't finna run out for the money. I'm just gonna keep it 100 with you.
So your it's bigger than the picture.
Yeah, it's bigger than that picture. They in that gambling and buying liquor. You know how it is in the hood of the speakeasy. It's after our joint. Everything closed, they go over there. Kind of like a low budget basement tavern. And it's a gambling house. Ain't no way you can go gamble except casinos. So no, I think it's absolutely. I don't think your mama is allowing him to cheat. I don't even know if cheating is involved in this at all.
Yeah.
But your mama got a gambling house.
And what are his exes doing over there, though?
They both.
Well,
paying.
You know, I mean, she over there gambling, and buying drinks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Your mama trying to make money.
Worried about this Facebook picture.
Yeah.
What about
all this? All this here.
My husband's over there with his ex. Mm-mm. All right. Sophia in Albuquerque says, my husband is 29. I'm 27. He works as a retail manager, and I work from home with my own sex video chat room. I make a lot of money, and my husband doesn't mind it since it's all online. I've been able to help buy us a new house on my earnings, and I wanted to work more hours so I could pay off my student loans and build up our savings account. Then I plan to get a decent job. My husband won't allow me to take on more hours. We're still young. So am I wrong for trying to stack money? Good question.
Well, you're not wrong for trying to stack money. You just have to ask your question, is stacking money, is at what expense?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see how he's okay with it up to this point.
Yeah.
But, and now you want to do more hours. He don't want you to do more hours. I think you've accomplished a lot with it right now, you know. Kind of like a drug dealer that finally gets a rap record deal, you know.
Goes legit, yeah.
Yeah, you know, you just got to quit selling dope at one point in time or you're going to get busted. Now, I'm not saying that what you're doing is illegal. I don't know nothing about it. I ain't never been on one. But what is you saying where you can buy a house, though?
She made enough money that she could buy a house.
No, Shirley, that's not the question.
He's saying, what is What is she doing on this chat?
What is you talking about? What is you saying? Hell, I'm trying to figure out what you could say to me to help make you buy a house online.
She makes a lot of money.
Lord. Who are you talking
to? Pay off her student loans.
Hmm. Yeah.
Well, she's saying a lot.
What she's saying and how she's looking.
Yeah, she's saying a lot.
It's a video.
Yeah.
Video, you know. Sex video chat room.
Mm-hmm.
A lot going on.
Yes.
All right. We're moving on. Money in Tampa says, or Moni in Tampa says, I'm 48 and I've been married 11 years, but my wife and I live in separate houses. She never sold her house, and in the beginning of our marriage, we argued more than we made love, so she basically decided we'd live in separate houses. It has worked out fine, but our family and friends think we're nuts. Lately, though, my wife has been going to bed really early and changing the locks on her house. I think the distance has made her forget about me. Should I tell her it's time to end this arrangement?
Yeah, I think so. She done changed a lot. She going to bed early. Y'all ain't married no damn way.
Right.
Y'all just know each other on paper.
They're same friends.
What kind of? Going to bed early, changing locks. Don't even come over here.
Yeah,
because now she don't want you creeping in at night.
Yeah, in her space. So what should he do?
What should he do? Go and file papers.
She gonna sign them.
What y'all together for? Y'all ain't got to worry about who get the house. Y'all both keep your own house.
The assets.
That's the biggest cut is that house. You're looking at somebody lost foe. Yeah, just go. Don't even worry about that. She gonna keep her house, you keep your house. Irreconcilable differences. Y'all can get divorced for $750. Y'all ain't got no assets.
Yes. All right. Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.